Right, I'm delighted to say Paul Rowley joins me. It's been a long time since Salford won here. A lot of people have said that this week, but the performance out there tonight, you earned it and you deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we'll walk out tall. We never feel like we've nicked it or got away with it. The lads bent the back and worked hard and got what they deserved. And I'm very, very pleased and very proud of all the staff and all the players today to come to such a big club, great club, and successful club. You've got to earn everything when you come to here, and it's a physical battle. And we'll be bruised and sore from this one, make no mistake about it. But we've got a committed group. We've got a committed group of staff, players and fans. And when we're all aligned and working hard and fans are singing hard, then we enjoy what we do, don't we? And like I said before, we're not doing backflips at the end, because we're not shocked that we're a decent team. We have a lot of belief in our group. So today was a reward for them.
I don't think you can buy that spirit though, can you, Paul? That's instilled in your hard work and your belief. At 20 points to 6 down, you had to show a lot of composure there to win that game. And the back end of the game, you played it without a lot of big men. I don't think Brad Singleton was on. No. You had Shorex there, who worked overtime.
Yeah, we only used 4 subs. Two went, couldn't come back on. So Cade Cuss obviously got injured, couldn't come back on. He had a failed head test. Mm. And Singo couldn't come back on. Jack Harmon did 40 minutes in the first 40, the full half. He's not done that before, so there's a lot of good things out there. And we've got a lot of senior players, so to speak, to say it politely. And with that comes composure and experience and understanding how to get a feel for the game. We felt that the game was... I think Super League's been a little bit stop-started. It's not been overly fast. And so we were able to manage it ourselves, so we didn't feel the need to use too many subs there. And the boys on the field had a good feel for it and were doing a great job. But people like Mark Sneed has so much composure. He is the Iceman, isn't he? And then we've got a fair bit of strike on edges that came good in the end. We spoke about it being, we'll get them, or we'll have to take them to the 80 to get them. And we're prepared to do that. But talking about it and doing it is two entirely different things. So got to just put that credit down to the boys and the personnel that we've got.
Just talk about Mark Sneed. Is he like having a coach on the pitch? Because like last week, he controls, he runs the game at his speed, doesn't he? His goal kicking as well, it's invaluable.
Yeah, I mean, he starts his kicking like that. That's just where he's at the minute, but that's fantastic. So he just looks like the game's getting easier for him as he gets older. What he loses in speed of leg, he gets in speed of mind, doesn't he? And you see that so often, don't you, in sport in general. He's great. And I think probably something that goes amiss is how durable he is and how much of a good pro he is. He's an elite athlete. He doesn't miss sessions no matter what it is, and he'll wrestle, and he's good at wrestle. He just doesn't go out there and just polish his boots and kick goals. This is a lad who does everything, and he's a good pro, and that's why he is where he is now.
Talking of good pros, you lost Cade Cust, obviously. You bring Chris Atkin on. How reliable is that man for your squad? He can play anywhere, he does the business, he scored a good try.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd lost another player to an head injury, and I was going to put him at loose forward at a stint there as well, because he's not done that for a few weeks. So that would have brought Ethan on and Ryan to pivot, but we got through it. So, yeah, he's been great. And again, I can't speak highly enough of Chris. To have people as versatile as that, but not just versatile coming on like that's their primary position, the way he goes about his business. So it was good. But I think what we've seen from our team this year is there's never really been one massively standout performance. If you've got to pick a man of the match or anything, it's a tough decision every week, and that's a good sign that we're playing as a team, aren't we?
You certainly are. That spirit, I don't think you can buy. I can tell in your eyes tonight, you're absolutely bursting with pride. And you can't buy what you've got here at Salford, can you? You're proving people wrong week in, week out.
Yeah. And that's not our objective. We're not bothered about what anybody else thinks. We just like to do things our own way, at our own pace, when we want, where we want. and we want to be different. We're not afraid to be different. We play different. And it's just us. Yeah, we're unashamedly us. And
I think Brad
it.
Singleton said it before to me, though. He said there's a lot of experience in that side as well. There's a lot of players who know where they've been in big games, been in big finals. So you've got that. There's another sort of tool in your armour, haven't you?
Yeah, we're old. That's what you're saying.
Well, no,
you're right.
You've
absolutely.
Got players like Sneedy, who's playing the best rugby league of his career, or some of the best.
We've got some medals in that team.
Yeah.
You know, they've been in big games, and they've got a lot of games under their belt. Mm. So, you know, keeping them fit and. And keeping them on the field, there's some good rugby players that, and I mean rugby players, not blokes who've just been 6'2" and 17 stone, who they've just put a rugby ball in their hand because they're big. These are rugby players, like proper rugby players, who like I said before, read a game. They can judge the tone of a game and what's needed and when to cheat, when not to cheat, all the things that we grew up when we used to play rugby on the street. And I always refer to. What sort of rugby player do you like? One that can play rugby on the street. That's what I like. Yeah. Players who can play on the street. Yeah. That's it. You know.
Doesn't get any easier. You've got the World Champions next Thursday, but we're not going to talk about that. I think you'll enjoy this weekend and enjoy tonight, mate. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
It's been a pleasure. Cheers.
Thanks a lot, pal. Take care, mate.
Thank you.